Thank you for coming. I want to express my apologies because I have to read my presentation. This is in order to finish in on time. So excuse me. As introduction, Mexico is the main worldwide producer of mango, and Ataulfo is the Mexican mango variety that more recently joined to the export market with very good acceptance. Currently, this variety stands out as the most exported from Mexico. However, the production of mango of this variety currently faces the growing problem of parthenocarpy, that is, the production of many small fruits which do not develop their normal size. Most of parthenocarpic fruits do not reach the same final size as do the fruits of genotypes with functional seeds, and which causes great production losses of up to 90%. The Agriculture Local Association of Fruit Growers of Soconusco, Chiapas, in Mexico, reported for the first time in 2009 the presence of these small fruits known in Mexico as mango niño, mango child. Since then, the agricultural research institutes in Mexico have studied the phenomenon on parthenocarpy without achieving notable or important advances. In addition, the presence of these small fruits continues to increase. However, parthenocarpy would potentially be a desirable trait for many commercial grown fruits, but this only if undesirable changes in structure, taste, or nutrition could be avoided. On the other hand, in some parts of Mexico, these small mango fruits are already marketed with good acceptance, achieving prices similar to the normal mango Ataulfo. The small size of this mango fruits, their exquisite sweet taste, and their very small and thin seeds make their consumption very appropriate for children during their school day. This makes sense if it is accepted that for any child, it's complicated and unlikely that it will reach to finish consuming a fruit of this same variety, but of normal size. This suggests that the incidence of this parthenocarpy should not necessarily be seen as a problem, but also as an opportunity to explore its commercial development in the export market. If this is achieved, it would be necessary to design particular and appropriate post-harvest handling strategies for this type of parthenocarpic mango, for which, as a principle, it is fundamentally necessary to know their post-harvest pattern of changes as a reference. However, in relation to this, the published information is very scarce or practically null. Perez et al. 2007 made a comparison between Ataulfo mango parthenocarpic fruits with normal mangoes of the same variety, finding that the first are smaller, with higher content of total soluble solids, up to 22 bricks, and these did not present differences regarding the fruit firmness. Authors also confirm an incidence from 50 to 90% of parthenocarpic fruits in commercial orchards of Nayarit State in Mexico. Objective. In the absence of information on the quality and post-harvest of these small fruits, this work was carried out with the objective of determining the post-harvest physiological behavior and post-harvest changes of physical, chemical, and quality parameters of the Parthenocarpic Ataulfo mango that is produced in the main producing regions of Mexico, states of Chiapas and Nayarit. This during and at the end of storage under two temperature conditions, at 2 Celsius degrees room temperature, and under refrigeration, 10 plus minus 2 degrees Celsius, 94% of relative humidity. Materials and methods. Parthenocarpic mango Ataulfo fruits were carefully harvested in orchards of cooperating producers of the main producing areas of Mexico. Immediately, they were carefully transferred by road to the laboratory for later evaluation. Fruit transportation from Chiapas took 12 hours and from Nayarit took 10 hours. When arriving, the fruits from each origin place were divided randomly into four groups for four treatments of 20 fruits each. Then each subgroup of 20 fruits was divided randomly again into four subgroups for four repetitions of five fruits each for integrate each experimental unit. To each experimental unit, one of the following storage conditions was assigned: at room temperature 20 Celsius degrees or cold storage at 10 plus minus 2 Celsius degrees, 94% of relative humidity during 1, 2, or 3 weeks. The fruits of each experimental unit were randomly chosen to be stored under the conditions and during the indicated period. Each provenance place, producing area, was considered as a treatment, and each storage and period condition was considered as a different experiment. At the end of each period of cold storage, the fruits were removed to ambient temperature condition for 4 to 8 days. Variables evaluated: in fruit, respiration pattern and weight loss, chilling injury, and quality visual evaluation. In pulp, total soluble solids, reducing and total sugars and firmness. Statistical analysis, a completely randomized experimental design was used, considering two treatments and four repetitions. For the mean values of each variable, the comparison test of means of two independent populations with a level of significance of P lower or equal to 0.05 was made using the T student test statistic. Results and discussion. Respiration pattern. In general, the fruit respiratory behavior was consistent as the ripening time progressed and corresponded to a pattern of climacteric respiration, showing no important differences with respect to the respiratory pattern of Ataulfo mangoes of normal development or of other varieties, even being parthenocarpic fruits. Fruits not refrigerated from Chiapas and Nayarit coincided in the climacteric peak at day A, figure 1A. However, the respiratory rates of mangoes from Nayarit were always higher than those of mangoes from Chiapas. This is Nayarit and this is Chiapas. Fruits with 1 week of refrigeration, especially those from Nayarit, showed an increase in respiration rate and they presented the climacteric peak in less time. However, it can be assumed that there were no important alterations in the respiratory pattern due to the refrigeration, especially in those fruit from Chiapas. In figure 1, C and D, shows an atypical respiratory pattern and with high CO2 production after 2 or 3 weeks of refrigeration. This possibly due to the stress caused by refrigeration, since a high CO2 production after being transferred at room temperature is a characteristic response to chilling injury and can be used as an index of the severity of damage. Weight loss. All the fruits presented high weight losses, higher than those of Ataulfo normal mango, 6.7% of their weight after 6 days, reported by Luna et al. 2006, and also higher than that of the Tommy Atkins mangoes, reported by Perez et al. 2003, who found a loss of 4.5% after 7 days. The greatest weight losses was observed in those from Nayarit, with an around 42% higher weight loss compared to fruits from Chiapas. Total patterns of some chemical changes, total soluble solids. All of the fruits showed an increase in total soluble solids during storage from 7.7 to 22.8 bricks, without significant differences between those from Chiapas and those from Nayarit. Reducing and total sugars. In general, fruits from both places of origin showed a continuous increase in the content of reducing and total sugars from 0.35 to 4.81% and from 1.32 to 17.32% respectively. In the present study, all fruits presented higher percentages of reducing and total sugars than other varieties, like those reported by the Oliveira et al. 2001, who found in Tommy Atkins mangoes 2.64 and 12.86% of reducing and total sugars, respectively, after refrigeration for 3 weeks and then exposed to the environment for 4 days. However, refrigerated fruit from Nayarit showed lower increments of sugars than fruits from Chiapas, in this case possibly as a symptom of chilling injury. Perhaps the fruits from Nayarit were more susceptible to this physiological disorder. Pulp firmness. The results showed in general a pronounced loss of firmness in both fruits, those from Chiapas and those from Nayarit, almost without significant differences between them. However, the fruits from Nayarit, especially those from which were refrigerated 1 week, showed lower values of firmness than those from Chiapas. In general, after refrigeration, fruit firmness decreased drastically, and this became more evident at longer cold storage time. The same behavior was observed by Perez et al. In Tommy Atkins mangoes. Chilling injury and quality visual evaluation. Chilling injury began to be noticed since the second week in refrigeration in the fruit from Nayarit, and until the third week in the fruit from Chiapas. In this case. Luna et al. 2006 found chilling injury in mango Ataulfo since the second week at 10 degrees Celsius. Fruit from Chiapas with 3 weeks of cold storage presented light and severe chilling injury a third day and a moderate at the fifth day, while those from Nayarit showed moderate and severe chilling injury at third day and fifth day, respectively. Chilling injury and quality visual evaluation. Both groups of fruits from Chiapas and Nayarit showed dehydration and anthracnose damage being The main factors of deterioration are shown in figures 2 and 3. The damage in fruits from Nayarit was greater, and so they had shorter shelf life. Conclusions. Fruits not refrigerated from both places of origin coincided in the climateric peak at day 8 and presented a climateric behavior similar to the respiratory pattern of Ataulfo mangoes of normal development. However, the respiratory rates of mangoes from Nayarit were always higher than those of mangoes from Chiapas. After 2 or 3 weeks of refrigeration, fruits showed an atypical respiratory pattern and increased the respiratory rate, so refrigeration accelerated and advanced the climateric peak, possibly as a symptom of chilling injury. After 3 days of ripening at room temperature, all fruits presented very high weight losses, higher than 5%. The greatest weight losses was observed in those from Nayarit. All fruits showed an increase in total soluble solids in the content of reducing and total sugar, especially those from Chiapas, which were refrigerated for 3 weeks when exposed to the environment. However, this did not occur so markedly in the fruit from Nayarit, in this case possibly as a symptom of chilling injury. When fruits were transferred at room temperature after refrigeration, in general, their firmness decreased drastically, and this became more evident as the cold storage was increased. Chilling injury began to be noticed since the second week in refrigeration in the fruits from Nayarit and until the 3rd week in the fruit from Chiapas. Compared to the fruit from Nayarit, those from Chiapas were of higher quality aspect and showed greater resistance to chilling injury because they could be stored up to 2 weeks under refrigeration without showing important deterioration during their ripening, while fruit from Nayarit could not only be refrigerated for 1 week, after which a drastic reduction in its quality was observed when they were exposed to the environment. For your attention, thank you very much. Please receive a greeting from Mexico.
This is the last session, so if anyone does have questions, there's no one trying to come in right now.
Yeah, so I see the Ataulfo variety, I like it. You mentioned 2 other varieties, Nayarit and Chia. Are they available in the market as well in the United States?
Yes, the Mexico export some varieties. The main is Ataulfo.
And any of those varieties are parent of Ataulfo? Like after this one, the varieties are the parents of Ataulfo and it was developed.
Excuse me, again, I don't understand you.
The Ataulfo variety?
Huh? Ah, okay. Genetic improvement? I don't know. This variety was naturally generated by the nature. No in the lab. No in lab. So, okay. Parthenocarpi fruits are producing in the same tree. Excuse me, I don't.
There's a lack of pollination.
Some researchers think that this is caused by climate changes, but not exactly. It's a very, very important problem in Mexico. And many people are studying in the origin of this, but nobody present sustainable results. The seed exists, but is thinner. Is thinner. Thinner than the normal size mango. Spartanocarp is abortion of the ovule, ovario. Abortion of the seed. Mm-hmm. But the taste is very good of the mango niño. It's very, very good. For, especially for children. Okay?
I think we should conclude the session then.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.